like him, you know, or the kids don't like him. And it really is in between. That's why I thought I'd better let him go.
What did your second husband do for a living?
Well, he worked at the Grand Central Market. I think he was the boss there or something there.
What was his name?
Joe.
And his last name?
Almanza. He had been divorced too.
Did you ever think about wanting to go back to school?
Back to school?
Uh-huh.
I've been wanting to go to school, nursing school, to work at the hospital. You know, Rancho Los Amigos.
Mm-hmm.
But they tell me that that mostly when you first start to work, they put you on swing, and I don't want to work on swing no more. Mm-hmm. I work swing most all the time at Douglas. For years. Have you ever worked at Douglas?
No.
No?
No, I haven't. I should after all these interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Were there special things that you like to do with your kids when they were small, when you were working?
Well, I used to take them to the beach. That's what they wanted to do, or go to the beach, or go to the park, and different things. And I didn't have much time to take them anywhere far away. But I used to take them on vacation with me.
Did you always live with your parents?
I did all the time. Mm-hmm. And when I got married the second time, I moved this way, and then I got divorced and I stayed here in the south. I bought this house.
So you've been here since?
Since 50. Right? In the same house.
And did your parents ever come to live here with
My
you?
Dad lived with me until he 10 years, until he passed away. He died in 60.
And where was your mother then?
Well, my mother had died in 50. Mm-hmm. And he stayed with me. He didn't want to go stay with the rest of the kids. He was used to me living with them, and then he came to live with me. So I wasn't really alone all the time. My dad was here with us.
After you moved here, you were still working
At Douglas. Oh yes, I continue working all the time.
Did you also have all the responsibilities around the house?
Yeah.
Since your mother had passed away.
Uh huh. I sure did.
How was that working two jobs, really?
Well, I used to, like, I was working swing in the morning. I used to set up all the what they're going to eat and be ready for them to eat in the evening when I came home from school. I was already going to work. We used to start at 4. Then I would come in at 1:30, and if we were 2 hours over, I used to come in at 3:30 or 4.
Did your girls help you after they got older?
Yeah, they did, the two girls. The one that lives in Texas used to keep the house clean, and the other one used to cook and help them buy the groceries.
Will you tell me your children's names and when they were born?
Oh, my oldest one was born, her name is Hortensia, and she was born in December the 4th in 1933. Then the other one, the one that lives in Texas, she was born in July 22nd of 1936.
And what's her name?
Madeline, Mary Madeline. And then Joseph was born April 11th of 1939. And then Chris Allen, May 17th, 1945, a war baby.
Yeah. And you said you also had another little girl who passed away.
Yes, uh-huh. She was born this July 22nd of 1931. Mm-hmm. The third one was born on her birthday.
Will you tell me about the war baby?
When Chris was born?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the whole plant gave me a shower, you know,
mm-hmm.
when I was going to go. What, they let us work for 6 months, I guess. 6 months? For 2 weeks I was carrying stuff home. And, you know, they gave me, everybody would give me a present.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had diapers to give to everybody in the neighborhood.
That's nice.
It was. The kind you wash, at that time we didn't have any, what do they call them, Pampers?
Mm-hmm. How long did you stay home with him after he was born?
I was ready to go back to work, and then he was born in May 17th. In June I was ready to go to work back in the first week of July. And I didn't go because they gave me 2 more weeks to stay home. Because I was nursing him. So then when I really wanted to go back, or got ready to, that's when the war ended in August. So I didn't come back.
Now, you weren't married then?
No.
Well, how was that, having a baby? Was that hard on your family? Or?
No, he come back. He came back, he wanted to go back. The kid's father,
mm-hmm.
he wanted to go back to me. And that he would get a job and be, you know, a good father and a good husband. And so I got pregnant of Chris. And then he started in again, slacking off on the job and going out with other women. So I thought as soon as I get well, I'm gonna kick him out.
Yeah.
Well, he was a month old when he went out again. And that was it. He never wanted to know where the kids, help me with the kids or nothing, no support or anything. So that's why I call him a war baby.
I'd like to go back and ask you some more questions about Douglas. Were you involved with the Union at all when you were at Douglas during the war?
We didn't have a union then. It came in 50. Union time, we didn't have any.
Did you join a union when it did come in?
Yeah, everybody did, and we had to. The compulsory, we did.
How'd you feel about the union?
Well, sometimes they help, and sometimes they don't. I was scared to say it.
Oh, don't be scared.
No, sometimes. Sometimes they do help you. Maybe it depends on what it was, you know, that they turn around and help. Sometimes they couldn't do it for some reason.
Did you ever go to union meetings or anything like that?
When they tell us that we have to, I went. But not very often, because being that I was working swing, I sleep in the daytime and work at night, so it was hard to go to these meetings. When we were supposed to vote, I made it an appointment. We had to vote. We had to go vote on our lunchtime, 8 o'clock at night.
During the war, were there special, you said you could buy tires at Douglas, were there other special services there?
They gave us a C-book for our gas, so we could get our gas, which we couldn't get on the outside. And they had a company store, we could buy stuff that we needed, like clothes and stuff.
Did you use the company store?
Yes, all the time. And they docked it off for your check, and you don't have to worry about making the payments.
Mm-hmm.
Which was very nice. I always, all the time I was there, I always bought my stuff from there. I didn't have to go shopping anyplace else.
Mm-hmm.
They were beautiful clothes, utensils and everything that you need
mm-hmm.
for the house.
What was safety like at the plant?
Safety?
Were there very many accidents?
Not very many, but they warn you about being careful about certain areas. You know, we had to wear our goggles, so you're supposed to wear them, your gloves and your whatever, and safety shoes, because if something heavy fell on your toes. Or, you
know. Were you ever injured?
One time, yes.
Uh-huh. How was that handled?
Okay. They took care of me, they took me to the hospital. I slipped down, fell through the floor of the plane, mm-hmm. you know, went down about 6 or 7 feet. Mm-hmm. But I fell on the other bay on the bottom. We were moving the line and I was trying to get all the lights out. And at that time, I stepped on the wrong board and I slid in. They took care of me.
During the war, did you do the same kind of job the whole time? Or did you... You said you moved from doing work yourself to then helping other people.
It would be the same item, you know. So we just help each other. We wouldn't get behind.
What about after the war? You worked your way up to lead person.
Yes, uh-huh. After so many years that you've been there, and you know all the jobs, they give you a lead job. Mm-hmm. They ask you if you want it, and I always did want it. Be responsible for all those jobs is mm-hmm. kind of hard, but if you know the job, it's easy.
Mm-hmm. So Did you do work on all the different parts of the plane before you became a lead? Is that how your jobs would change?
Well, we had a variety of planes, you know, different planes. We always had a different job to do.
Were there ever jobs that you didn't like?
Let's see. Working on the wing, I like to open on the work on the open side of it, but I never did like to crawl in inside the wing. I didn't want it. I always managed to get the outside, but work on the big panels, do all what I had to do on the open,
mm-hmm.
get up on the tall ladders and do my job.
Towards the end, when after the baby was born and the layoffs started happening, were you worried about not having a job?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you feel about them telling you that
the
war was over and
it was in the
jobs?
Paper and there wasn't any more. Well, everybody was sad. I was happy that we didn't have to go back to work because it meant more war, you know, that we would still be on the war. But then there was jobs open. We had jobs, so right away I went and got me another job.
Did you ever worry that you wouldn't be able to find a job?
No, I never did, because there were plentiful jobs.
What kind of a job did you get?
Packing in a packing house. And then after it was seasonal, then we get out after the crops are over. Then we would go to Case and Swain and work there, or we would work for Berbers, you know, baby food. So they all knew that we had worked there before. They would send you a card telling you the job was going to be open such a time, and we always had a job.
Those are the jobs that you had before?
Yes, or during that time after the war.
Mm-hmm.
So when in 1949, I had to work in the packing house. Let's see. we worked the whole year, and then when the crops are, you know, the end of the crop, then they would say, give you a paper with a layoff, and we would go to the employment office to get your check, you know,
the unemployment check.
And everybody was going to get their check but me. and I'll tell you the reason why. The lady checked my record, and she said, "Oh no, you're not going to go. You're not going to go collect no unemployment. You're going back to Douglas." So she gave me a little card with her name, and that she had already interviewed me. So that was my pass to go straight back in the plant. So that's why it was easy for me to go get that job, and I stayed on from 50 until now.
Mm-hmm. Did you collect unemployment after the war, before you went back to the packing house?
No. I was collecting disability because I had the baby. Mm-hmm. And I never got any of that. Well, really, I only collected two or three checks when we had this layoff back in 74, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Because they call us back to work, everybody.
How did your salary compare after the war, working in the packing houses, to what you'd been making at Douglas?
It was about equal, because Douglas paid us $1.15 was the highest paid. You know, we started at 65 cents, some of us 65, some of us 70 cents, and you know, and then you would get a raise automatically every 6 weeks, or I don't remember if it was 3 months or 16 weeks for the second raise, so.
And the packing house wages were pretty much the same?
No, they pay you piecework. If you work fast, you get more pay than the rest of them.
So you worked fast?
Well, I'm very fast with my hands. Same way as when you go sew for piecework. I sewed there in Orange. Piecework, making whatever job they give you on that garment, you do that all day long.
Mm-hmm. That was in Orange you did that?
Mm-hmm.
And that was after the war as well?
Yeah, after the war. Mm-hmm. I had different jobs, you know. I never was hired.
Now, were you the sole support of your parents
uh-huh.
during that time?
Yeah, all the time. See, my brothers were working, supporting my mom and dad, but when they went to the service, my dad didn't want them to send him any allotment or anything, so they saved him when they come back, they got married.
And so after they got married, they didn't give money to your parents?
No, they never did. Once in a while, they used to help him a little bit, not much.
When you went back to Douglas, what kind of work did they put you to doing?
On the big panels, fuselage.
It was riveting?
Riveting, uh-huh. Real good reading.
How did you feel about being back at the plant?
Oh, I knew I was there to stay. We had a future going into Douglas, not changing around all over the place like we used to on the outside. I think everybody else can tell you the same. You feel you have a job security when you work for Douglas. Really?
Were there any other women that went back when you did that had worked here during the war?
Not very many. No.
Did your life change at all during the time when you were married again?
No, it did not change at all. I continued working. I never missed a day, but I couldn't get used to being married because Well, I thought, well, it's just one more job that I got to do, attend to him. So I got rid of that one fast.
What made you think that you wanted to be married again?
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe my mom had already passed away. I thought my dad was going to pass away. I'll be left alone with the four kids in the house, you know. But it was best that it happened that way.
Mm-hmm. After the war and during the 50s and later, what was your social life like after your second divorce?
It was better than any other time before. We used to go out. We used to go to a dance. My sisters and they were not married then. You know, we had more social life.
Where would you go dancing?
In Santa Ana, Anaheim. Different places, not too far from home because we had to hurry home.
Were they like clubs or were they? They
had dance halls, and so once in a while we used to go to a club, but not very often.
Were you ever involved with, for instance, the kids' school, you know, the PTA or
never,
those kinds
I was
of things?
I never had time for anything like that.
You worked, you said you most often worked swing shift.
Most all the time, yes, swing. Uh-huh.
And then who would watch the kids? Would your father watch the kids?
They were going to school.
They were going to school?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I used to get up in the morning and they used to eat in the cafeteria, so I didn't have to worry about their lunches, fix their clothes on the weekend. If I worked Saturday, I would do it on Sunday. Well, the three kids that were close together, they all went out of school at the same time. But Chris, I sent him to the Catholic school. I was already living here in Linwood, St. Emilius.
What kinds of things did you want for your daughters as they grew up?
Well, I wanted them to finish high school. Well, Marilyn did almost finish high school, and the other one, she only went about a year. She got married. And then Marilyn got married when she was 17. But she finished her high school after she was married. She continued going to school in Dallas. And she has a good job now.
What does she do?
She's an interpreter and IBM at the bank. And the other one is got married and had a bunch of kids, but there for 3 years she worked at the Metropolitan Hospital. They needed some help. She went and worked over there and applied for the nurse's aid or whatever. They help the nurses.
What about your sons?
My Chris went, let me tell you about Joe. He went to the 8th grade. And he didn't want to go to high school, but the principal at the school told me if he didn't want to go to school, we have to make him go to school or get him a job. So I went to Grano and we got him a job.
What's Grano?
Grano, the steel corporation. And this for now he's superintendent of the plant. Mm-hmm. Can you believe that? Mm-hmm. And he didn't finish high school and he reads blueprint like you're reading that paper. Because he learned at night, you know, and he... Well, they broke him on the job, so he learned all everything. And then Chris, he got out of the Catholic school, and he finished high school, and he went to junior college, and then he went to the state, Long Beach, and he majored in, master degree for school teacher, for 12th grade. But as soon as he graduated, they took him to the service. Coming back, he said he was not going to go teach. we were going to apply for a job to the state, so that's what he has.
So
he's a state deputy. You know the people that take care of the big business, that pay their bills and they do stuff for rich people that that needs help and they don't know how to do it themselves? Well, Chris has that job. He has his office in Santa Monica. You know, he didn't want to go teaching. After, you know, after how the kids are doing to the teachers now, that they don't have any respect for the teacher.
Do you get to see your children very much now?
Sundays, yeah. Or they come over on Saturday, or I go over there on Sunday. But they don't live real close now. Well, one live in Ontario, the other one in Diamond Bar, and the other one in Fullerton. So if I go out and I go one house first, then I go the other one later. It's a quite a ways. Not too much gas to be running around now.